You're listening to SBS News.
As many countries continue to experience a second wave of coronavirus cases, the World Health Organization has reported a record daily rise in global infections since the start of the pandemic. In the 24 hours to Sunday, 307,930 new cases were recorded globally. The biggest increases were in the three countries most impacted by COVID-19, the United States, India, and Brazil. India reported the largest rise with more than 94,000 infections, taking its total to more than 4.7 million. While the US continues to hold the title of the country most affected by COVID-19, its daily case numbers are down about 44% from a peak of more than 77,000 recorded in the middle of July. With the infection rate also trending downward in Brazil, private school teachers in Rio de Janeiro have staged a protest, calling for students to be allowed to return to classrooms. Dozens of teachers blocked the streets near Copacabana Beach, holding signs and chanting slogans to demand the resumption of face-to-face learning. Zulia Suarez was among them.
It is very sad to see children wanting to go back. They want to have contact. Fundamental and basic education must be face-to-face. We are here because we want to return. The schools are ready to return.
As outbreaks continue to worsen across parts of Europe, tighter restrictions are coming into force in England. From today, it will be illegal for people to meet in groups of more than six. British Justice Secretary Robert Buckland says the measure is part of the government's strategy to get a recent resurgence in cases under control.
I think that there is an issue about social occasions and social events, and particularly young people perhaps getting together, enjoying themselves sometimes a bit too much and forgetting the importance of the rules.
But many say the Conservative government's contradictory messaging is to blame, after it introduced a restaurant dining discount scheme over the country's summer months to help the hospitality sector.
It does feel a little bit like you was encouraged to go out, eat, drink, you know, we have to like get the economy going, and now it's a bit like it's all your fault.
Elsewhere in Europe, the Czech Republic has reported its largest single-day increase in new infections for a third straight day, with more than 1,500 cases. Over the border, the Austrian government has announced it will reimpose measures, including the obligation to wear face masks in shops, as it begins seeing the start of a second wave of infections. Israel is also seeing a surge in cases, causing the government to reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown over the Jewish New Year. From Friday, Israelis will have to stay within 500 metres of their home, with travel further afield only permitted for employees of certain workplaces. Schools and shopping centres will be closed, but pharmacies and supermarkets will stay open. Limits will also be placed on gatherings, with a maximum of 10 people indoors and no more than 20 outdoors. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks, when measures may be eased or extended depending on morbidity.
I know those measures will exact a heavy price on us all. This is not the kind of holiday we're used to, and we certainly won't be able to celebrate with our extended families. And there will also be those affected by the lockdown, such as business owners and others.
Closer to home, Indonesia has reported its sixth consecutive day with more than 3,000 new cases, as Jakarta prepares to reimpose social distancing restrictions. For at least 2 weeks, employees of businesses in the capital considered non-essential will be required to work from home. Markets and shopping centres will be allowed to stay open with admittance at half capacity, and restaurants within malls will be permitted to operate for takeaway only. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the country's current coronavirus alert levels will remain in place for at least another week. But she says if case numbers continue to decrease, gathering limits could be raised for Auckland from the 23rd of September.
For the rest of the country, while we retain the status quo for now, Cabinet has agreed in principle that 11:59pm on Monday the 21st of September, the rest of New Zealand will move to alert level 1. This is contingent on cases tracking as they are and maintaining the containment we have seen.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.